Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates around the world, glad you all could be with us as well. Our next guest, I was just saying to her that she has a way of being able to speak to all ages, but especially young adults when it comes to not only understanding them, but also appreciating the gifts that they are. She's definitely been able to do that in her new book. It's called Be You Only Better. I'm excited to welcome back Christy Huckstadt to our program. Her new book is one that I think you guys will not only find informative, but also inspiring as well. We'll talk to her about the work that she's been able to do through her books, what it's been like for her to see the response, and of course, what she hopes you're able to take away from the new book as well. Christy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the last time you and I spoke was with the book Beneath the Surface. In fact, even though that book came out a couple years ago now, it's still on my bookcase in my main sitting room because it's one of those books I think is really a resource. I'm sure you've heard that from other people, Christy. So what has that been like for you to have written these books, to put so much into them that people find themselves keep going back to?
Well, I started going out to different junior highs and high schools and speaking to the students, and I found that there was a real need or a void, and they were not getting all the different issues that they were going through addressed, you know, the cyberbullying, the self-harm, substance abuse, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation. So I needed to put all that information together, and I did it mainly not only for young adults and teens, but I also wanted administrators, teachers, parents to all be on the same page with their kids. So it's been really, really fun to, you know, hear the feedback of people being so appreciative to have this resource because it also tells you what to look for, like risk factors and warning signs of suicide and depression, but where to go for help and how to recognize if you need a professional. So it's been really, really fun.
And you've been able to share some of the stories that you've been able to hear. And I think in this new book, Be You Only Better, what I wrote in my review on Amazon, Christy, is what I really believe is a big takeaway from this book. By the title itself, it lets us know it's not about trying to say there's something wrong with you. You seem to always be able to come from a place of grace and understanding. That is not always easy for us as adults. So what do you, let me ask you the question this way. Do you feel as though your own experiences in life have helped you to kind of lead with love and grace?
Absolutely. I've been through a very traumatic experience, the suicide of my husband 8 years ago. And because of that, I've been in a really, really dark place. I've gone in and out of that darkness. And I think because of the experience, I'm a lot more empathetic towards other people. So I can relate to those kids that are being bullied or going through dark times. And a lot of times what happens is that's when they start to try to numb themselves and turn to drugs or alcohol or self-harm. So the self-care is all about let's get to the root of the problem, try to numb yourself and turn to all these other vices.
And in this new book, especially as you're kind of talking about the idea of self-care, you give that in different ways, even when it comes to finances. And it really kind of looks at the whole individual. And you're not only just sharing information, Christy, you are giving them actionable tips. How important was that for you in this book to literally give them prompts, to give them ideas, to give them a place to start as they're looking for ways to become better day by day?
Well, my background is I'm a teacher, and I personally, if somebody tells me you need to get lots of sleep, you need to eat better, you didn't exercise today, you need to do that, that's great, but I need to know, number one, the science behind what it's going to do for me if I engage in those self-care tools and why it's important. Does it change my brain? So if I get that information, those tidbits, And then I know that my mood will change because I'm altering the neurochemicals in my brain. I'm going to be more motivated to do that. So that's why at the end of every self-care chapter and tip, I give you the science behind it so it makes sense, and then how to get started. Because if I tell young adults or grown adults to start journaling, they've heard that before. They've heard it over and over again. But how do you do that? So here are some prompts for you, some questions to get you started. And I think that's a really, really important part of the book.
Such a great point, and I totally agree with that. And I think, too, as you were talking about some of the things, kind of given the rundown there of, you know, whether you were talking about what we're taking in, but also just the appreciation of life. Another thing that I mentioned in my review is relationships, mindfulness. Those are all parts of it. How has that helped you? Because you say this in the book, because we have the print edition on page 107, when it comes to mindfulness is self-awareness. You say that's really what mindfulness is all about, self-awareness. Mindfulness is the ability to be and stay aware of your experiences and feelings in the present moment, including your physical, mental, and emotional needs. So how has that benefited you, Christine? How do you hope it's able to benefit the reader?
Well, that's, for a lot of us, that's not something that just comes naturally. You have to practice it. You have to work at it. So that's why throughout the book, too, I put little clocks, time to check in, so that they would get used to, hey, I'm going to check in with the reader throughout this book and actually give you a firsthand experience of what it means to check in. You have to live for the present moment. And what that means, that's part of self-care. That's what self-care is all about. Do what you need to do in real time, and take action to make you feel better. So in other words, you know, I will say, how long have you been sitting, if I'm in a podcast? And, you know, people say, I've been sitting here for 4 hours. Okay, we're present. We're in real time. Put your phone down, stand up, stretch. I want you to go outside, take 10 deep breaths, come back in. So it's about taking action to make change. And self-care requires action. So I had to work at it. I had to take each self-care tip one at a time. Some of it came naturally to me. Some of it didn't. And some days I needed certain tips and tools more than others. So it's going to vary for every individual.
Right. I think that's the big thing. And it is an individual thing. That's another point that is made here for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Christy Huckstadt is back with us. Her new book is called Be You Only Better, Real Life Self-Care for Young Adults and Everyone Else. We're going to remind you how you can stay connected with Christy. So, Christy, the world is definitely different from when you released Beneath the Surface in 2019.
Yeah.
How have you been kind of navigating this in the way that you've been able to have conversations with people, and even now with the new book, to be able to discuss it?
Well, there's my main focus with people and young adults and readers is all about changing your brain chemistry. And during the pandemic, people didn't understand why they were depressed. If they didn't have a loved one die, you know, we were all shutting our business down and kids were all doing school remotely. So we weren't alone. So people could not understand, why am I depressed? Why do I have so much anxiety? And that's why I let them know, okay, work on changing your brain chemistry, because the oxytocin in your brain, that to raise the levels of that feel-good hormone, it requires physical connection. So that's why you start to feel depressed. You've got to make time to reach out and socialize with family and friends remotely, however you can do it, wear your mask, social distance, but you need to maintain that social connection. It's so important.
Yeah, such a great point. And I think, too, just being more self-aware, even as you talk about in the book, you do mention, of course, one of the big things. I referenced relationships earlier. That's so such an important thing. You even talk about that in Beneath the Surface. But what about when it comes to trying to become better when it comes to our relationships? Because you write this on page 102 of the book, talking about relationships. Healthy relationships have many benefits for the body, Many of them are linked to the reduction of cortisol, which is a stress hormone that can throw your whole body out of balance. Stress can adversely affect your coronary arteries, gut function, insulin regulation, and immune system. Social ties also help control blood pressure and are associated with having a healthy body mass index. So what I thought was so interesting, well, the reason why I wanted to share that, because it's not just about the other person. It seems like one of the things you're talking about here, Chrissy, is that it's good for us to be social and to have these relationships.
Well, absolutely. Anything in your life that is causing you stress, if you're isolated, if you're lonely, that creates anxiety, which can lead to depression. And when you are in a depressed state, your immune system is compromised. You're more apt to get sick. And you can't fight off diseases like you normally would when you're in a really healthy emotional mental state. So everything is intertwined. It's not just the physical and then the mental and the social and everything is separate. It all works together. And it's all about reducing your stress level so that your immune system is healthy and you can live a happy, productive life.
Yeah, such a great thing. What was your hope with this particular book? Again, I mentioned what I took away, especially from the title, Be You Only Better, Chrissy, but what was your hope when the reader finished it that they would feel about themselves?
Well, I didn't want people to think, try to be somebody you're not. That's exactly what I didn't want to happen. You cannot pretend to be somebody else. It's not going to work. You are unique, you are loved, you are special, so still be you, and all of these self-care practices will help you be a better version of you. So my takeaway is I wanted people to understand, start with a few tools in the book, the ones that resonate with you, and I wanted the readers to understand that you can change your life, you can make yourself a lot happier if you follow these tools.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that is the big thing. And I think, too, as people are reading it, I think they will find not only, of course, that it will be a benefit to them, but also hopefully they will want to pass it on to someone else. One of the things, too, that I love that you did is you kind of mentioned this about the prompts is how to get started. Right. And I love that. I love the fact that you give that. One of my favorite ones is found on page 124. It's the last thing I'll share from the book, talking about gratitude. And I, again, mentioned this in my review as well. You write, maybe the best way to develop the habit of gratitude is to pause whenever you think of it and wherever you are and express gratitude for whatever occurs to you in that moment. How has that helped you, considering all that you've been through, Chrissy? I mean, I know you're sharing that for others, but how has that kind of helped you even today?
You know, that's something that didn't come naturally to me. Self-care didn't either, because I thought self-care was selfish. You know, I should come last. But I learned through habit that every morning when I wake up, I can set my mind in a positive tone. So every morning when I wake up, I recite three things that I'm grateful for. They could be three things that happened yesterday, three things I'm thankful for and grateful for coming later in the day. But it's very powerful when you realize that you can change your mood, you can decide to have a positive, productive day, and you can control the way you think if you work at it and make it a daily habit. So I started practicing that years ago.
Yeah, and it's something that definitely is beneficial, and our audience will find it to be as well. Again, everyone, Chrissy Huckstadt has been our guest. The new book is Be You Only Better, Real Life Self-Care for Young Adults and Everyone Else. As I mentioned, it is available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. They'd be more than happy to order it for you if they don't have it. And Chrissy, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Everything, all my books, information, blogs, articles are on my website at thegriefgirl.com.
All right. Chrissy, great catching up with you again. So glad we had this time and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, you all make it a great one.